This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by BioAdvanced and TXU Energy. It is the manager of the Texas Rangers, Chris Woodward. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, you guys. How you doing?
Man, we're doing great, and I imagine that seeing as how your team is on a three-game winning streak and the Mavericks are about to start the Western Conference Finals, you are in a great mood as well.
Yeah, definitely a Mavs fan. Pulling for it, man. You know, Jake Kidd and I got a chance to meet and love what he's doing. Playing, dethroning the best team in the NBA, and look forward to seeing him play.
Now, do you have like a secret monitor on during your game while you're like checking this out? How do you keep up with what's going on? Is it just whispers around the dugout?
The good thing is they post the score on the scoreboard out there, so all I got to do is look up and check it out during the game. Give like updates during the game.
Well, I'm glad that you're focused. Again, this is a hypothetical. Let's say that there was somebody on our show that's a super Mavs fan that also has to do pre and post for the Rangers. Mm-hmm. Would you also advise him to just look out at the scoreboard and not actually pay attention to the Mavericks game?
Yeah, it'd be recommended. He's got a job to do, you know?
You hear that, Mike?
Yeah, I'm excited about the Ranger game and the post-game show and everything.
Nice. I love it. I absolutely love it.
That's the spirit. I definitely believe that. Now, on a positive, I know we were joking about the Mavs and everything like that, but the team has won three straight. Can you walk us through some of the keys of the three-game winning streak? And then again, I know we asked this, but especially with a younger clubhouse, what kind of pep in their step do you see when you're on that win streak?
Yeah, no, it's been good. There's been a lot of growth, obviously, and I think some of our veteran guys have kind of stepped up, and you know, just by the you know their words of you know encouragement, and leadership, but also the way they're playing the game. You know, you're starting to see a lot more fight, a lot more grit, kind of you know, especially in our bats. I feel like our pitching's been good for a while, been keeping us in games, and you know, the bullpen's been phenomenal. We got some guys having some really good years down there, and kind of setting the tone and. You know, we know that when you know if we're within a run or so, if we're winning, that we can keep it that way. And I think our offensive guys are starting to find their groove a little bit. Some guys are starting to pick it up. But it's really not. Some guys are hitting some homers. Adolis has kind of come out and done some really good things. Cole Calhoun has done some things. Corey's been you know pretty stabilized the whole year. But I think it's just kind of feeding off. Like that seven-inning inning yesterday, we didn't even hit a homer. You know, there's a lot of you know soft contact kind of the other way. Just, you know, grinding out of bats, you know, some walks, but just really following the plan and staying within ourselves. And like I said, not trying to do too much and taking what they give us. And shoot, man, it was a touchdown in the eighth inning when we needed it most.
And that Woody, is my kind of base. I love seeing runners on the base and guys going around the carousel all day. It's so much fun to watch. Mm-hmm. One of the other guys, though, that like we think of power, and Mike was talking about him this morning, and that's Sam Huff, and there's this like, oh, he hasn't even, Mike said, he hasn't even shown his raw power yet. Can you talk a little bit about what his game's bringing here?
Yeah, well, I think he's a really good example of what we want. And we know he can hit the ball to the ballpark. We know he can hit his 500 feet, but, you know, yesterday there was a couple of bats in particular where, you know, he had a game plan, went up there against some pretty tough pitchers, you know, Bearclaw and, you know, with Valdez there in the eighth inning, you know, not trying to do too much. I know this, you know, Valdez doesn't throw hard, but he's got a really good changeup. And basically Sam said, you know what, I'm going to take that fastball to right field. If he throws me a changeup, I'm going to be on it. I'm going to stay to left center with that one. And then he ends up getting jammed a little bit, but, you know, hits one over the first baseman's head, exactly what kind of we had talked about. If you're going to get beat that way and not to the pole side on the ground. So a lot of good things are happening, but we just got to keep it going. We can't just kind of rest on it and say, okay, we've done our job for now. Like, we got to keep this going and have everybody join the party. But Sam has been phenomenal. His at-bats have been great. Done a good job behind the plate. So trying to get him in there as much as I possibly can.
Now, whether this was your experience coming up through the system or you had, minor league teammates that kind of went through this, Sam Huff is an interesting case. In a couple of years ago, he was the next big thing that all Rangers fans were excited about. And then it felt like, obviously, for a variety of reasons, he kind of fell by the wayside. How tough must that journey be? Because I know this game will humble you.
Yeah, the game will humble you no matter who you are. And I think that, anytime you're put up on a perch like that, it's tough to sustain that. So I think for all of our guys, Leody kind of falls into that category as well. And look what he's done. So, this game is a journey. This life is a journey. So I think as players, you can't get caught up too much in like, okay, I'm the flavor of the month or the flavor of this year. It's like, no, this game will get you. And I think if you're not, if you don't have a sturdy foundation about who you are and what you are, you're going to get humbled at some point. So I'm proud of Sam. He's just kept his foot on the gas the whole time. And, through all the rehab, he stayed positive. Who cares what people say? Honestly, if you're doing well, they're going to love you. And if you don't, they're going to hate you. So, I think it's a good message for a lot of players, even our older players who are maybe going through a little bit of struggles. People are going to love you. Like I said, when you're doing good, and you have to find out who you are. So you can kind of, no matter what happens, you can, stay true to who you are.
So, Woody, I know, I believe it was last week you were talking with us and you said, look, I'm really challenging these guys to make a baseball play. And we were talking about, I remember, I think Nick Solak laid down a really nice bunt. And I can't remember what game that was. It wasn't last night or anything. But you had yesterday in your rally. I know that Corey Seager wasn't trying to hit a pop-up where nobody was playing against the shift. But you do get a double off of that. I think Adolis hits at bat with two strikes. He able to hit a hard ground ball opposite way against the shift. So we're seeing a lot of guys. You talked about yesterday, it wasn't a home run that got you seven runs. It was really working hard with two strikes. Nate Lowe had a great at-bat with two strikes. You drew a couple walks in that inning, different guys. So how effective is it when you challenge maybe your offense? I need some baseball plays, whether that's a bunt hitting the opposite way, grinding out a two-strike approach, that it's leading to a quick success or early success after that kind of challenge.
No, 100%. It's something we've obviously addressed for a number of years. And, I think with Donnie and Tim, they bring, today's baseball, the pitching that you face today, you can't just go up there like you could back, even 10 years ago and just say, okay, I'm going to hit a ground ball to the right side. You have to train your butt off to be able to do that against the pitching you're facing now. If you think you're just going to go up there and just say, see ball, hit ball, I'm just going to hit the ball to the right side. You talk about spin going down, spin going up, spin going into you, away from you at 100 miles an hour, spin that's like, that was unheard of back in the day. You have to train those things. So if you know you're facing a pitcher, like Bearclaw, who's got a really good fastball, but he's also got an elite slider, you better have trained that at some point. So I think what our hitting guys have brought to the table is just an understanding, okay, if this is what you're going to face today. You're going to face Shohei Ohtani. He's got, plus carry at the top of the zone. He's got a split from hell, honestly. He's got a really good slider. So you have to go into into your training that day and say, okay, how am I going to accomplish my task? And in Corey's case, if you're going to get beat that way, that's much better than hitting a pole side grounder in the, in the four hole that is always going to be out today with the ship. So our guys are getting beat the right way right now, and we have to sustain that, because if we do that and we train the right way, we can take that into the game and now accomplish what you're calling, what I talk about is the baseball plays. So Adolis can actually hit a ground ball to the right side with the guy on second, nobody out. He can drive a ball to that right center gap, for a homer. But they have to be training these things and not just thinking about it, but actually training it physically.
Now, even though you're on a three-game winning streak, Marcus Semien is still struggling. I saw Mark DeRosa yesterday on MLB Network do kind of a five-minute demo on what he looked like last year versus kind of what he's looking like this year. Yesterday, MLB.com had an article that said somebody needs to just remind Marcus Semien that he's Marcus Semien. So right now, I know it's a struggle. I'm sure there's confidence and mental stuff that you guys are trying to work with him and get him back to being who he is. When do you see that, or can you see that in maybe his extra work that we don't get to see in the games, that it looks like he's getting close to maybe getting back to the guy you guys wanted?
Yeah, no doubt. No, I have no doubt in my mind that Simeon is going to be Marcus Simeon. This game will, like we just talked about, will humble you. He's the hardest working guy I've ever been around. He's the most dedicated, most prepared player I've ever been around. Now, he's going through a little bit of struggle, which, listen, it happens. I saw Derek Jeter hitting 180 in July, 1 year. It can happen. So what has to happen is, like, we just got to keep supporting the guy. You know, I have full support, you know, for him, full belief in him, especially the way he carries himself. And even through all the struggles, he's still the leader in the clubhouse. He's still, you know, showing our example for our younger guys. He still takes our young guys out to dinner. He does so many things for our ball club. So, you know, frankly, I get annoyed, you know, just because he's off to a slow start that people are, you know, kind of burying him a little bit. I don't appreciate that, especially as his manager, but I love the guy, and, you know, we're just going to support him. Honestly, I have 100% belief that he's going to come out of this.
I promise I heard every word in your answer, and I'm not trying to annoy or agitate you. Just a question.
We haven't been burying him.
We haven't at all. But my question was going to be, would there be any shifting in the lineup for him to try to, like, change it up or shuffle things around?
Maybe. You know, we've actually talked about it. Him and I talked about it. I think if we did that, it would just be to ease some you know, stress off of him. He's going to hit at the top of our lineup as long as, you know, he feels comfortable up there and feels like he's going to come out of this. But he would, you know, we would kind of sit down together and decide, like, hey, if this is best for you right now, then maybe we'll do that. If it makes sense for the team and he's into it, absolutely. But, you know, like I said, I love the guy dearly. I love everything he's about. He represents exactly what we want, even through struggle, man. I mean, just to watch this guy just come every day, ready, prepared. I gave him a day off and he didn't love it. He prepares himself to play 162 games. It's hard to find guys like him. And right now he just needs the full support from all of us internally.
Now I love that Dane Dunning's on the bump tonight, and I'm kind of curious when he's going up. This is a fun pitching matchup, but whenever you have something like this and you're talking to Dane or maybe even letting him get ready for his day, does that even come up, like you're pitching against this guy, or is it all – no, you don't. All you have to worry about is the roster that you're facing today?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. You know, Dane's been good. I think Dane's in a good place. He's just got to go out and execute. But anytime you're matched up against a guy like Shohei Ohtani, it's a fun day. This is the team that we actually beat him last time here, so I'm sure he has a little edge to him. He didn't forget that. But it's a good matchup. Like I said, I love where Dane's at right now.
I was curious because we talk about this on the show quite a bit in terms of Shohei Ohtani. If he keeps putting up like the kind of stats that he did last year, do you think the MVP race will just be over for the foreseeable future? Do you think voters will get desensitized to it and start mixing up their votes? How do you feel about that?
It's hard to deny the fact that he's the MVP when he's, you know, doing it from both sides. It's a tough one. I think it's an argument we've never really had for a guy who can do both things so well. You know, you talk about all the analytical stats, his WAR, all these things that are compiling, you know, daily because he's so good at both. I don't know. Maybe we have to redesign a new award and give him a specific award every year that nobody else can attain because he's so good at it. But I don't want to give him too much credit because I want to beat his brains in tonight. But
yeah, sure.
At the same time, it's impressive what he does.
I could see how you saying, well, he's not going to be the MVP after tonight. Would have been like a more headline grabbing that you probably don't want to throw out there.
Watch what Seager's going to do to him today. It'll be nice.
Probably.
I hope we put a dent in that in the MVP plans.
Yes. There you go.
There you go.
I like it. All right. Appreciate, obviously, the time. As always, you got a Mavs prediction for us before we go?
Shoot, Mavs in six.
Nice.
All right. Yes. I like it. All right. Best of luck, obviously, going forward in the midst of y'all's heavy stretch of games. And we will catch up with you again next week.
Appreciate it, boss. Take care.
There you go. Rangers manager Chris Woodward right here on 105 Through the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.